Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Tips Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Faraz Ahmed from Orient Capital Investor Relations Partner. Thank you and over to you, Mr. Ahmed.
Thank you and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Tips Industries Limited. Today on this call we have Mr. Kumar Taurani, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Girish Taurani, Executive Director, Mr. Sunil Chalani, CFO, and Mr. Avtar Singh Jaiswani, Vice President, Accounts and Finance. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today, and actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page 2 of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Kumar Taurani for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Faraz. Good evening, friends, everyone. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings call of Tips Industries. We have had a busy quarter. This quarter, we released 185 new songs, which is the highest in any quarter so far. These 185 new releases includes 142 non-film songs and 43 film songs. Our YouTube channel has over 70.47 million subscribers, followers, and our views for Q1 FY23 are about 20.8 million. As per the latest data, during April and May 2022, views on Facebook and Instagram were 22 billion, watch share chat clocked 5.2 billion views, and YouTube Shorts reported 3.6 billion views. This is a result of our focus and impetus on digital channels that has ensured our music business continues to grow from year to year as we continue to work towards our vision of becoming the top third music company in India. Now let me hand over the call to Mr. Sunil Chalani, our CFO, to share the financial highlights of the quarter. Yeah, Mr. Chalani.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone, and warm welcome to our Q1 FY23 earnings call. As you know, at Tips, we have taken a decision to charge off the contained cost to P&L account in the year in which it is incurred and not to capitalize it. Let me take you through the financial highlight now. Our revenue from operation for Q1 FY23 stood at Rs. 34.2 crores as compared to Rs. 28.1 crore for Q1 FY22, a growth of 22%. Operating EBITDA stood at Rs. 22.4 crore for Q1 FY23 versus Rs. 20.3 crore in Q1 FY22. A Y2Y growth of 10% and operating EBITDA margin was at 66% for this quarter. On a Q2Q basis also, our operating EBITDA has increased by 10%. Profit after tax for Q1 FY23 stood at Rs. 17.2 crore versus 15.6 crore in Q1 FY22, which a profit margin of 50%. The profit has gone up by 10% on Y2Y and Q2Q basis. With this, I open the floor for discussion. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Akshay Sam from Sam Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Thorani. Thanks for the opportunity. I just had a few questions. Just this quarter we released 185 songs compared to 73 last quarter. But why has the other expenses not shot up? Why has it come down compared to say Q4? Other expenses, which includes content acquisition costs, is 10.2 crores this quarter compared to 12.2 in Q4. Can you explain that?
Maybe this quarter we have a lot of regional stuff, and there is a few songs we get. We have a channel called Volume. On that channel, we get our content free. So whoever want to sing my song and recreate it, they make audio, video, everything on their own, and they give it to me. So that may be the difference. So that is the only reason, I feel.
Do you expect it to shoot up next quarter because of PS1 release?
Yeah,
we must have paid a lot.
This quarter will be huge, I feel.
Okay. So second question is, when we acquire content from, say, a movie, how much advance do we pay? One-shot payment, it's done before the release itself.
I think it's 4-5 installments. You can say 20-25% on signing, and then on the audio release, on the music release, sorry, audio, video, both music release, and then the final on, I think 50% you can say on each song or a video release. And then after last installment we pay, after that producer fulfills all our delivery materials, so we pay them that time.
Okay, I'll join back in. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Wadhwani from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have one question. We have given guidance, we will be buying the music rights of 3-4 Hindi movies in this FY23 and our regional movies. We have given the guidance in the last con call. Just I want to know what will be the approximate content cost for the full FY23 and FY24. Because we make all the content charges in a 1 year as expenses. So just want to know what will be the content charges amount, rough figure.
I can't actually give you the exact figure, but it will be huge. We have a good budget this year. We have budgeted a big number this year. And you must have seen this PS1, PS2 also we have acquired actually. That will release in last quarter or maybe next year first quarter. So it's not yet fixed. So it's a big number, but I think within the budget, I can assure you.
Sir, I don't want a fixed number. I just want ballpark number. It will be any guidance you can give. It is possible. That will be great.
Approximately double than last year.
Okay. Thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankush Agarwal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Tarangji. Thank you for taking my question. Tarangji, ये समझना था जैसे आपने अभी PS1 वगैरह एक्वायर किया है तो ये एक्विजिशन के टाइम पे हमको कोई कंपटीशन फेस हुआ था कंपेयर टू अदर लेबल्स एंड इफ यस तो क्या फैक्टर्स थे जिसकी वजह से ये राइट्स हमको एक्वायर करने मिला वाज इट कॉस्ट या हम ज्यादा कॉस्ट पे करने को रेडी थे वाज इट रिलेशनशिप्स तो आप इसके बारे में थोड़ा बता सकते हैं
सी टिप्स शेयर्स अ गुड रिलेशनशिप विद द इंडस्ट्री एंड अगर कोई नया प्लेयर आता है मार्केट में तो आई थिंक उसकी थोड़ी रिस्पेक्ट करते हैं लोग एंड ऑल्सो फिल्म इंडस्ट्री ऑल्सो वॉन्ट इनकरेज न्यू पीपल एंड वेन वी कनेक्टेड विद देम तो एक होता है ना कि आपकी केमिस्ट्री वर्क कर गई एंड फर्स्ट मीटिंग में हमारी डील बन गई माना मैं सोच के गया था पॉजिटिवली मुझे लेनी है सामने वाला शायद पहले सीरियस नहीं था लेकिन वेन ही सीन कि यार ये तो बहुत सीरियस पार्टी आई है मेरे पास So he also became serious एंड वी क्लोज द डील. सो आई थिंक कभी कभी हो जाता है. बाकी प्राइस का क्या होता है, ट्रस्ट मी वी डोंट एवर गो इन अ बिडिंग गेम. हम जाते हैं, हम कोशिश करते हैं कि हमारी उसी मीटिंग में एक ही हम अपना माइंड बना के जाते हैं कि ये मेरे लिए कितने में ये पिक्चर वर्थ है, मेरे को क्या देना है. और मैं कोशिश करता हूँ कि फर्स्ट मीटिंग में ही डील क्लोज करके आऊँ. फिर हो सकता है मुझे 25-50 लाख महंगा मिला या 25-50 लाख कम मिला. मैं कॉम्पिटिशन में नहीं जाता हूँ कि तू उसे पूछ के फिर मैं इसको और बिड करूंगा, मैं टॉपअप करूंगा. आई डोंट, अगर कोई प्रोड्यूसर मेरे से ऐसी बात करता है तो मैं बोलता हूँ कि ठीक है, आई एम नॉट इंटरेस्टेड, आप प्लीज आप कहीं और कर लीजिएगा.
सेकेंडली इसमें ये समझना था, अभी तक जो सॉन्ग रिलीज हुए हैं और की एक्सपेक्टेशन है कि हमने जो अमाउंट पे किया है पीएस कंपोज, सम ऑफ द न्यूज आर्टिकल से कोटिंग है, वी हैव पेड अबाउट 25 करोड़, विच इज अ ह्यूज अमाउंट फॉर अ कंपनी लाइक आर गिवन द साइज. तो आपको लगता है ये दो फिल्म में हम उसका रेवेन्यू जनरेट कर पाएंगे?
देखिये, मैं आपको, मैं हमेशा क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर ये मेंटेन करता हूँ कि मैं आई प्ले अ टोटेलिटी गेम, आई डोंट प्ले अ इंडिविजुअल गेम. कि ठीक है, मुझे टोटल इतना इन्वेस्ट करना है और मैंने, मेरे हिसाब से अगर ये वॉट एवर प्राइस, आई थिंक आपने जो प्राइस बोला थोड़ा ज्यादा है, उससे कम है हमारी एक्विजिशन कॉस्ट. एंड इट्स अ टू मूवी डील, इट्स नॉट अ वन मूवी डील. एंड ऑल्सो दिस डील इज इन 5 languages, इट्स नॉट ओनली तमिल, और इट्स अ 5 languages एंड इट हैज अराउंड 60 songs. वी आर गेटिंग 60 songs टोटल ऑल लैंग्वेजेस मिला के. एंड तो जो मेरी जो टॉप लाइन की जो कमिटमेंट है 25-30% होगा, नॉट कमिटमेंट बट जो मुझे दिखता है उतना हो. और मैं ईयर ऑन ईयर ये बोलता हूँ कि अगले 3-4 साल तक वी आर वेरी सेफ, कि इतना आई कैन सी दैट कि इट्स हैपनिंग. तो वो आई थिंक आई विल मेंटेन दैट, आई विल मेंटेन दैट. तो ये डील ठीक हो, अच्छी हो जाएगी. बट इट्स टू अर्ली टू प्रिडिक्ट, क्योंकि अभी एक ही गाना रिलीज हुआ है. वी हैव अ गुड रिस्पॉन्स, पिक्चर की बड़ी हाइप है, लोगों को साउथ इंडिया में स्पेशली पीपल आर वेटिंग. माना साउथ इंडिया में हर लोग, हर आदमी को पता है कि वॉट इज पीएस. तो ये बहुत ही बड़ी, अगर आप, हमने कल उसका एक इवेंट हुआ था साउथ में, अगर आप उसके यूट्यूब पे उसका अपलोडेड है, अगर आप वो भी देखोगे, आप देखोगे कि पब्लिक का कितना बड़ा क्रेज है उसका. तो आई फील कि इट्स अ गुड थिंग. ये टिप्स को कहीं और हम बहुत ऊपर, माना ये हमारे लिए बहुत फायदा होगा इस पे. आई थिंक वी विल हैव पीपल विल अंडरस्टैंड एंड टेक अस सीरियसली.
लास्ट क्वेश्चन, सो कपल ऑफ क्वार्टर्स बैक आपने बोला था कि यू नो आपको फेसबुक में जो आपका डील है उसमें बहुत अच्छा रिस्पॉन्स आ रहा है, बट गिवन दैट उनका सिस्टम अभी रेडी नहीं है, वी हैव अ फिक्स्ड डील. बट रिसेंटली फेसबुक हैज स्टार्टेड यू नो शेयरिंग एडवर्टीजमेंट रेवेन्यू, दे हैव कम टू अ नॉन फिक्स्ड मॉडल इन द यूएस. तो अभी हमारा उनसे कुछ कॉन्वर्सेशन हुआ स्टार्ट सर? डील रिन्यू
नहीं, अभी नहीं, अभी नहीं हुआ है, क्योंकि नाउ दे हैव टू टेक दिस व्हाट काइंड ऑफ अ शेयरिंग मॉडल, दे हैव टू डिसाइड वर्ल्ड वाइड. अभी तक हमने वर्ल्ड में कहीं भी सुना नहीं है कि कोई नया डील कोई वर्कआउट हो रहा है. बातें चल रही होगी, अभी हमारे कॉन्ट्रैक्ट में अभी टाइम है, तो बातें चल रही होगी. हमारे से भी बातें होंगी, वी विल सी कि हमारी जो प्रॉपर वैल्यू है वी शुड गेट दैट.
एट द मोमेंट कोई अपडेट
नहीं? नहीं, अभी अभी नहीं है फिलहाल. अपडेट ये है कि दे आर डूइंग वेरी वेरी वेल. जो कंटेंट का जो यूसेज है उनके प्लेटफॉर्म पे, दैट इज वेरी ह्यूज, वेरी ह्यूज.
ओके तरुण जी, थैंक यू, आई विल गेट बैक इन.
या
थैंक यू. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vishal Vagadia from Rohasset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity, and sir, congratulations on a busy quarter. Sir, एक understanding से ये थी कि अपना YouTube viewership जो है, it has grown from 16.4 billion to 20.8 billion, and almost 25% jump in the viewership in the quarter. सर, सो अगर अपन क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर अपना रेवेन्यूज कंपेयर करें, व्हाई डोंट वी सी एनी ग्रोथ ओवर देयर?
गिरीश, यू कैन टेक दिस वन, जवाब दो गिरीश.
सॉरी, कुड यू रिपीट दैट अगेन वंस अगेन?
या, व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से इज, एज वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अर्लियर, 60% ऑफ आवर टॉप लाइन कम्स फ्रॉम यूट्यूब, करेक्ट? एंड आवर यूट्यूब व्यूअरशिप इफ यू कंपेयर इट विद Q4 अगेंस्ट Q1 FY23, it is grown by almost 25%. So why don't we see a top-line growth against that?
I think this is because primarily because YouTube has the CPMs have gotten down a little bit this quarter, which is why we are seeing that. But I think even though compared to others, we are doing very well. From what we find on the industry, we are doing comparably well, and we've somewhat kept it in line with the previous quarter. Obviously, we have kept in line with the previous quarter is usually because March ending, typically what happens is that the big FMCG companies have leftover budgets, and they try to expend it by 31st of March. So typically we see a hike in the last month, and then from there it becomes normal. But I think there's a certain in the market, there was a certain precautionary, like there's a global recession, that rumor was going around. So it's not slowed down as much, but it's good for us. We've sustained it's comparatively the same.
So in Q2, we can expect it to remain in lines with Q1, and Q3 maybe being the festive season going up again, or the revenues coming in from YouTube.
See, these things are very unpredictable because there are many global elements at play as well. But what indication that you've seen over the last few years is this, yes, that Q2 is normally better because September also Navratri season comes in festive. Actually, from Ganpati onwards only, actually, seasons start to pick up in India. So Q2 is typically better than Q1.
Okay. That would be great. That's all from my side. Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Basically, YouTube is 50%, not 60%. And plus Q1 and Q4, basically, they are slow quarters. Two is better. Third is superb. That happens in YouTube.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vishal Agarwal from Leo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So you said that you feel that 25%-30% growth over the next three, four years is easily achievable. And I'm assuming this is for revenues. How do you forecast the margins to be over the next two, three years? As you add more library and more songs, will there be pressure on the margins in the short term?
I feel even I will manage margins as well. Margins will be a little less, not 30%, but maybe 15%. But even margin will go up. Because we are buying more and more content, so that little bit will be there because we are writing off the same year. So that will be the challenge. But we have done this from beginning, so we will continue doing that. And we will maintain that 15%. Our top line should also be year-on-year more.
So you're saying that revenues that they'll grow by 25%-30% and margins will grow by 15%-20% year-on-year?
Yeah, I feel so. Yeah.
And of this revenue growth of 25%-30%, sir, how much will come from the existing catalog which is there? What rate will that grow at versus how much will come from the new acquisitions, a new content acquisition that you will do?
See, that will be again, I feel new releases will contribute to 25%. It should. And catalog will be 5%-10% more year-on-year basis. But you please understand this new releases, when we take a new release of the partners we are dealing with, they really take us seriously. They also give us priority on our catalog. So our catalog also moves better. But still, we have to see because, as you know, we are a catalog company. We have started investing since last year. Last year, we have three, four Punjabi movie releases, not big ones. And Punjabi big ones, but overall market percentage, they are small thing. But this year onwards, we are having major releases, big releases. So also, I feel this new releases game, we have to understand more whether we are recovering our money in three, four years or it's taking a little more time and how much it will becoming the contribution towards revenue split, how it will be, how much new releases, how much catalog. So we will come to know within next three, four quarters, we'll tell you more and more.
I understand. But existing catalog, what rate are the revenues from that growing at? 5-7%.
Actually, it's more than that. It's more than that because see, when I'm taking a new release though, so sometimes people I'm doing a deal with some party. So maybe that party is offering me a deal of 10 crores, say example. But if I say ki I have so many new releases, so that deal will happen for 18 crores. But when I count a real number, ki how much I have sold in new releases, how much I have sold in catalog, so maybe it will vary. Maybe if I have a good song, hit songs, maybe it will achieve 8 crores on new releases and 10 crores on catalog. But maybe if I don't have a, you can understand the pay, stream rate per stream. Sometimes it will vary. If I'm taking an outright deal or a lump sum or a MG deal, so that can happen. So it's too early to say anything ki how it will split.
Well, I think new releases give you the ability to negotiate a joint deal.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
it's hard
yes,
to
yes,
split
yes.
How much revenue comes from which bucket.
Yes, yes, yes.
Without
yes,
new releases?
Sorry?
It is easier to negotiate. Without that, it is tougher to negotiate price hikes, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, absolutely. That really gives us a big thing, new releases.
Got it. And from a revenue contribution perspective, sir, how much of it comes from YouTube? How much comes from streaming platforms? Can you share a broad brush breakup?
Yeah, actually, you can say around 75 to 78% comes from total digital pie. And 25 to 28% you can say without YouTube, and 50% is YouTube.
Okay, so I think 50% YouTube, 25 to 28% is other digital, which can be say Amazon Music, Apple Music, or whatever other platforms.
Yeah.
And 22% will be traditional.
Yeah.
And within this, and YouTube, I'm assuming it is largely the ad revenue, right?
Yes.
Got it. And this 25% the other digital, which are the main sources of our revenue there? Who would be our largest partners there?
In 22%, you're saying?
In the 25 to 28%, the other digital.
I think we have a company, Reso, that TikTok company.
Hmm.
And then we have given our international distribution to Warner. So they also do quite good business on Apple, Spotify, all that.
Hmm. Understand. Got it. Yeah. Okay. And so given that half of the revenue is YouTube, and YouTube, I'm assuming, is not a negotiated deal, right? Or is the ad rate in YouTube also negotiated with Google? Or that is more like whatever comes, you cannot really negotiate anything?
No, we had a big fight with YouTube for 5 years. We negotiated with them for 5 years. And I think around 2020, we closed the deal. So we fight with everyone. It's not an easy key, okay, whatever you give, we take. No, we negotiate on each and every line of the contract, on margins, all that.
Understand. So how is the deal with YouTube structured? Is it like a percentage of the ad revenue that they get, or it's on a per play, you get this much?
It's an industry pool. They create an industry pool, and from that industry pool, they distribute money to each label.
Thank you, and sorry to interrupt you, Vishal. I'll request you to come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. A request to all the participants. Please restrict to 2 questions per participant. If time permits, please come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Yash Bajaj from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah.
Good evening,
hi.
Sir. Sir, one small clarification. On your presentation, page number 14, the pie which you have given, I think 47% of the pie, this thing is not mentioned. The segment. Can you tell me what segment is that? I'm assuming that YouTube, but I just wanted to clarify that one.
Chelani, you have that presentation?
Yeah, just I'm going to read.
Yeah, page number 14. I'll go ahead.
This is an ad-supported revenue from the digital.
Yeah, 47%. That is YouTube only, right?
Mainly from YouTube. Yes, you are right. Mainly from YouTube, ad-supported revenue.
Okay, thank you. And sir, I had a question actually in terms of the generation. Now, suppose you take a generation, like I'm a 25, 26 year old person, and I'm part of a generation, and there's this another generation, suppose my parents. What difference do you see in terms of the change in behavior in terms of consumption of music and the importance of music in our lives, considering a person of who's probably a 45 to 55, 60 year old bracket and someone who's a 25, 30, 35 age bracket? What's the difference in terms of the music behavior or the use of music?
See, Tips is the appropriate player for these two generations, because when your parents were young, they listened to my music and you've grown up on my music.
Mm.
So somewhere behind your brain, you know my music.
Mm.
So that's a very ideal situation, and you are enjoying that music even today. And whenever I'm repackaging my song, recreating that song, making new fresh video, so you are liking it more. And your parents are still enjoying my old Nadeem Shah and all that 90s music.
Hmm.
So I think it's a big time, it's a very huge advantage to companies like us. So really, it's working for us. And plus, one more thing, good music sells across the any age bracket.
Hmm.
So you will also, if I'm making a good music, Aatif Aslam, you will also like, your parents also like.
Hmm.
So... Or that should we know.
Let me just rephrase it. Do you think that the stickiness in terms of the consumer has reduced with age?
No, I don't think so. If you like some few songs, so you will listen to those songs again and again. Maybe for 1, 2 months or 15 days, you will listen to some particular new song. But again, you will get quickly bored and you will go back to those catalogs.
Okay, got it. And my last question is, sir, in terms of piracy or I would say the other YouTube channels which use your music. So if I YouTube any one of your music, song on YouTube, so obviously your this thing comes first. But what do you do about, or what does YouTube do about in terms of removing those piracy?
See, YouTube gives us authority, and we have that tool with us. We can strike it down immediately, or we can claim monies on even that as well. So we claim money. We don't strike it down.
Okay.
So we make monies on that also.
We don't lose out on.
No.
Okay.
No.
So in terms of piracy or someone else using your music, the problem has been solved.
95% problem has been solved, but it's 3
better than before.
Maybe. Yeah, too much, big time better.
Okay, and one last question, sir. In terms of, I remember the previous con call, you had said that performance is 60% of the potential it could generate. Since because of COVID and all, people couldn't go out. So how is performance doing right now?
It's doing well. We had a big deal with the party, and he's fulfilling. All, everything is online. No problem at all.
Thank you.
All.
So sorry, you were saying. Thank you. I request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. The next question is from the line of Basawa from Molly Asset LLC. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm able to hear you.
Yeah.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question regarding South music, South music. I hear from the article, Raju Harwani is the head for the South. Could you please give more details about that one?
Yeah, Raju Hirwani is calling at South Hyderabad. We are opening an office in Hyderabad for South market. So he help us in acquisition or any other work we have in South. So he is our colleague there.
Okay, so he is one of the Supreme recording, and he is just like a chief in 90s and early 2000s. So, do you own the corresponding their catalog also in the Telugu?
Sorry?
He used to have the Supreme news.
He used to have a music company label.
Yeah.
I think which he sold in 2008 or 2009 to some other company, and then he was doing some other business. So recently he connected with me, and so we joined hands to acquire, to enter ourselves in South Indian, South India market, Telugu, Tamil, Malayalam and Kannada. So he is helping us to establish tips there.
Okay. So, we don't have any catalog of the Supreme.
No.
Okay, yeah, I just want to get the clarification. And yeah. Regarding the, could you please, tips Telugu or tips Malayalam, tips Kannada, YouTube channels are very new, but tips Telugu is kind of old. But still that is in a private mode, we are not able to see the subscribers. And we are able to see the tips coming. Is there any reason for that one?
It's new, no? You only said it's new. We have a minuscule subscribers. Let it grow. Then we'll show you.
Yeah, tips Telugu is better than the tips Tamil. But tips Tamil, we have the subscriber information. So
see, Telugu, we have released few films. But Tamil, we have a very big film. This PS1 is original. One language is Tamil.
Yep.
So maybe because of that, we have a better, subscriber base. But we are doing really good. But we are very happy entering South market.
Yeah. Even I am closely monitoring just to use those things. And really good thing that you did for grab the PS1 and subscribers from July 8th to till today, the subscribers increased 40% and views are increased around 180%, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you. Request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Saket Mehrotra from Tusk Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, I joined the call a little late. Sir, my first question is on, is there any clarity on the timelines for the listing of the films business?
I think it will happen any day. I think within the next 10-15 days, it should happen. But I think, I have a Bijal, my company secretary, on the call as well, I think. I think she can tell us about this. Vijay, you are there?
No, she is not on the line.
Chelani, aapko pata hai films ke baare mein kya
ho? Yes. We got this approval from BSE and NSE. Now only few formalities are left. Otherwise, we have regular this approval from both approaches.
So approximately kab tak hai?
We expect it should happen in 10 to 15 days. Next.
Okay. Yeah, Saket.
Okay. Thank you. And sir, second question is on ye jo aapne breakup diya tha on the digital versus non-digital, almost let's say 78 aapka digital se aa raha hai and 22 non-digital se aa raha hai. So collection societies ko aap 22 mein rakhoge ki 78 mein rakhoge?
22 mein rakhna padega na.
Achha. That's it, sir. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akshay Sam from Sam Capital. Please go ahead.
I'm really just one clarification. I mean, the YouTube views you have showed on your slide, does that include YouTube Shorts or is it just mainstream YouTube?
Girish, I think YouTube Shorts are different. I also told you sometime back, YouTube shorts are different. But presentation...
So just 16.4 billion, 20.8 million, doesn't include shorts?
No. Shorts are separate.
Because shorts, obviously, the ad rates and all will be less, right, compared to...
The shorts deals are all right, not a profit sharing.
So, which alag hai, mane isme nahi hai. The phase number 12 major presentation hai, usme nahi hai.
Usme nahi hai, not included, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankush Agarwal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Swanji, just a clarification. So, abhi jaisa apne TS ke do movie liye hai, to jo pura content write-off hai, ye hum ek baar nahi kar lenge ki first movie ke liye separate honga aur second movie ke liye bhi separate honga?
Dono ka separate hoga na. Jaise abhi first ka hum log music release kar rahe hain, तो अभी जो अभी क्वार्टर चल रहा है इसमें फर्स्ट मूवी का राइट ऑफ हो जाएगा पूरा एंड सेकंड मूवी का जिस दिन फर्स्ट सॉन्ग रिलीज होगा जो भी महीने में मतलब उस क्वार्टर में जो भी उस क्वार्टर में आएगा उस क्वार्टर में रिलीज हो जाएगा हम राइट ऑफ कर देंगे.
तो टिपिकली अपना पॉलिसी ये है कि जिस क्वार्टर में फिल्म रिलीज होगी वो क्वार्टर में कंटेंट कॉस्ट आएगा एज रिस्पेक्ट टू हम कम डील साइन कर लें.
या करेक्ट.
ओके.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Agarwal from Leo Capital. Please go ahead.
So you mentioned about new content acquisition. How much did we spend on new content in last financial year? And how much are we looking to spend this year?
I can't tell you the figures, but actually you can see the annual report. I think we have mentioned in that. So if you can see that, you will get the figure. And this year also, we are trying to, we should double it at least.
Understand. And do you have a number in mind of what you are looking to do in the next 2-3 years in terms of annual spend and whether it will be Bollywood or it will be South Indian stuff or Punjabi stuff? Do you have a strategy in mind?
Yeah. I have a strategy in mind. It's a big number. We will invest I'm not rigid to anything particular. Wherever I get a good opportunity, big opportunity, good music, and proper price, so I will acquire that.
God, but you expect the spend to be 2x of last year?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Vadwani from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity once again. So I just want to know what is the revenue difference or CRPM difference between YouTube and other platforms like Spotify? What is like, we hear that for Spotify, if a music is played, you get around 10 paise, whereas in YouTube, we get less than 5 paise. Just want to know what is the rough difference between both the platforms?
See, YouTube is like a monster. He's a very, very huge player. And their business model is different. And Spotify business model is different. So every company has their own models. And accordingly, we all work. All music companies. It's not Tips only. It's all music companies worldwide. So that is the system we have. We follow.
Okay. Actually, any plans do you have in your mind that you want to increase the share of other OTT platform like revenue from Spotify or Apple Music? Do you have anything in mind? How do you want to increase?
Absolutely. I have I told you and again, our vision is ki now we are, I think 2 years back, we were priority wise player number six, but now I think we are now 4 or 5 and we have to achieve number 3. We are aiming for that next 1.5 years. So let's see.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. That was again. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pratiksha from Better Investing Solutions. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity.
Sir, my question is that your views on the YouTube has grown, or when I compare it in year on year, it's grown as 60%. But why I'm targeting, why I'm seeing the revenue, it's growing at a 22%. So can you please explain the reason why our views has grown at that much percentage, but our revenue has grown at the 22%?
In YouTube you are talking?
Yeah, on YouTube, yes.
So, see, YouTube, when you go to YouTube, you can listen to music or you can listen to anything or see anything, but sometimes there's no ads. So, that you go free. So, we can't get any money for that. So, that is the difference basically.
Okay. And my next question is, sir, why like our industries is growing at in the range of 25 to 30%, then why we are also targeting for the 25 to 30% kind, why we are not targeting more than 30% revenue on year on year?
See, last year I told you I'll do 25-30%, but we did 50%, around 49%. So I am not saying ki, if there is a chance, absolutely we are there to grow more. And we will keep on in telling you in next quarters ki this year, as far as today is concerned, I feel ki I'm doing 30%. I look the budget or revenue budget or I see that. But wait for another one next quarter. I will tell you what I can see more or what's happening. So there is still some deals are pending. So we don't know ki where that will go.
Pratik, do you have any follow-up question?
Hello?
Yes. The line for the participant dropped. I now hand the conference to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all your queries. In case you require any further details, you may please contact us or Faraz Ahmed at Orient Capital, our investor relations partners. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
On behalf of Tips Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.